Good day, I'm Peter Gay Hodges with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, October 11. Coming up, all sectors encouraged to use geographic information system technology to boost economic growth. Processed Food Amendment Act passed in Parliament, and Bustamante Highway to remain closed till 7 this evening. The news in detail after the break.
Tell us what you know about crime. Write it on a piece of paper. Put it in an envelope and mark X on it. Put it in any post office box. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is encouraging greater use of geographic information system, GIS technology, across all sectors in order to drive higher levels of economic growth and development. He says despite Jamaica's use of the technology over the past 25 years, its full potential remains untapped.
And it is certainly accepted by government at the political level and even at the, and definitely at the administrative and executive level. We have still not yet moved to the point of the utilization of the technology where we leverage the power it gives, the predictive power, which is to use it, having no knowledge of how things happen and why they are happening, to now use it in a preemptive way to either prevent things from happening or encourage things we want to happen.
Prime Minister Holness was delivering the keynote address Tuesday at the opening ceremony for the inaugural two-day Jamaica GIS user conference at Jamaica Pegasus. He says the government has been making significant investments in GIS technology as it seeks to reposition the country as a knowledge-based economy. The House of Representatives has passed the Processed Food Amendment Act, as well as amendments to the Processed Food General Regulations. The bill, piloted in Parliament by Industry and Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda, seeks to remove the requirement for export certificates to facilitate the implementation of the Automated System for Customs Data, ASICUDA. ASICUDA is a web-based system designed to transform the Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, into a paperless operation through the use of electronic documents.
Consequently, this objective envisages the incorporation of the Bureau of Standards of Jamaica, BSJ's port-related procedures into the system. The Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, indicated that it could not incorporate the export certificate component of the Processed Foods Act into ASICUDA. And both the JCA and the BSJ, having consulted, have jointly recommended the removal of the provisions in the Act relating to requirements for export certificates.
The removal of the export certificate provisions will shorten the export procedure for processed food and bring Jamaica in line with international best practices. The bill will be sent to the Senate for approval. The National Works Agency, NWA, is advising motorists that a section of the Bustamante Highway in Clarendon will remain closed until 7 p.m. today, Wednesday, October 11. This to facilitate drainage improvement works arising from a broken culvert in the eastbound lane of the highway in the vicinity of the Fogo Road exit. The culvert will be replaced with a high-density plastic pipe to increase the capacity of the drain. Additionally, earth drains on either side of the culvert will be cleaned and headwalls constructed. During the period of works, motorists traveling in a westerly direction towards Mandeville will be directed onto Glenmuir Road, then onto Manchester Avenue towards Fogo Road, or straight through to Four Paths. The reverse obtains for motorists traveling towards Kingston. In the meantime, the NWA is addressing the issue of potholes along the Mandela Highway in St. Catherine. Senior Communications Officer at the NWA, Ramona Lawson, says the NWA has carried out an assessment of both the east and westbound carriageways and has identified the areas requiring work.
And have identified where potholes are and have embarked on patching out those sections to improve driver comfort and ease along the entire section. So yes, we are aware and we are addressing that issue.
The NWA is advising motorists and pedestrians to obey all posted warning signs and the instructions of flag persons as work continues along the Mandela Highway. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.